From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris with a scene from Wisconsin. It was anything but a picture of civility last night on the floor of the state assembly. Shame, shame, shame. That's what they're saying. Democrats all decked out in orange T-shirts booed and chanted shame as Republicans voted to pass the budget bill. It would strip collective bargaining rights for most public employees. The legislation has yet to pass the state Senate, and that process is stymied because the Wisconsin Senate Democrats are staying out of state, denying the quorum required for a vote. And we're joined now by one of those Democratic senators, John Erpenbach. Where exactly are you?
I'm in Chicago.
Okay, so we're no longer saying that you're in an undisclosed location. We all know where you are.
It's actually pretty easy to blend in Chicago, so that's where I am.
How long have you been there?
I arrived a week ago Thursday.
And how long will you intend to stay?
That's not up to me. It's not up to us as a group. It's really up to Governor Walker. This has all been about trying to balance his budget repair bill, and part of that balancing act includes financial concessions from all of the public employees at the state level and at the local level and the teachers. And they've all agreed to give him every penny he's asked for, so he has a balanced budget. And so we're wondering why he isn't moving forward. Those of us who are really keeping a close eye on things are concerned about some language in the bill right now that he refuses to budge on, and that deals with collective bargaining in Wisconsin, where the employees can sit down and talk with the employers and, you know, working conditions, hours, wages, and so on. He's insisted upon taking those workers' rights away, and that's where we're drawing the line.
You know, if you're concerned about the governor's effort to strip collective bargaining rights away from public employees and other things that are in the bill, why are you trying to do that from the neighboring state? If you really want to put pressure on the governor, don't you need to be there in the legislative chamber?
Well, the only option we had in the end after figuring out that this was going to go through quicker than any high-speed rail ever would go through Wisconsin is to basically take a step back so everybody had a chance to see what was in this proposal and then to allow them to voice their opinions. If we were to go back to the Capitol right now, they would do something called a call of the House, where they would lock us in the Senate chambers, they would put time limits on debate and pass it as quickly as they possibly could to try and get this over with. They've been sending State Patrol to our house to make sure we're not there, because if we are there, the State Patrol can compel us to return.
Is that true if you actually go back to the state at all? I mean, have you been going to the state or at least going close to the border?
No,
I mean, how are you getting provisions or clothing or things like that?
Well, my uncle, who lives in the Chicago area, took me shopping. The place I'm staying at right now, I just checked into recently, has a laundry room, which is awesome.
Well, now, I have to ask you, Senator Erpenbach, where's the common ground here?
Well, I think the common ground, hopefully, is for the governor to understand that despite what he might think.
I'm asking, because I'm not talking to the governor. I'm actually talking to a Democratic senator. And when I asked about the common ground, you immediately reached for the other guy. So what might you do to offer some sort of olive branch that could bring these two sides together in this impasse?
Well, we've reached out to the other side. The majority leader and the minority leader have talked on the phone every day in the state Senate. But the common ground, to me, is very, very clear. The public employees, by agreeing to give up the financial concessions, have offered both sides a way out.
Senator Erpenbach, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And that's Wisconsin State Senator John Erpenbach, a Democrat who fled his state 8 days ago. He spoke to us from Chicago.